The Ramen Noodle is brought to you by the following proud sponsor. Are you confused by dummies? If so, you may be one yourself, and that's why you need to get the new book, Dummies for Dummies. Finally, a guide for the rest of us about the rest of us. With little words and big pictures, Dummies for Dummies will be one book you may finally understand. Find Dummies to Dummies at your Dummies for Dummies at your local bookseller today, and sail away on a rainbow. Reading rainbow.
I've written a book.
It's time for the Ramen Noodle, episode 85.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you.
Welcome back to another episode of the Clean Comedy Podcast, The Ramen Noodle. I'm your host, Daniel J. Lewis, and joining me in studio in his shorts in the dead of winter.
and so much more in my shorts and more.
Yeah, that's true. The complete set, short of a few french fries, is my co-host, Jeremy.
Short of a few french fries. Hi. Dang on it. It's not the dead of winter.
No, but it's about to be.
And if your internet connection ever works and my computer ever catches up, I'll tell you exactly how warm it is. It is 74 degrees currently. I am perfectly justified in wearing shorts. Thank you.
If we had Siri, we could ask Siri or Sirai or Sci-Fi channel or Quickster or anybody like that. We could ask them, what's the weather like outside? And then they'd come back and say, I don't know.
Yes, that's probably exactly what would happen if we had the new iPhone, which hasn't been released yet.
No. But no. It looks pretty interesting.
Just no.
It's coming out soon. Yeah.
Oh, no, it hasn't been released. I get it.
It's like totally intelligent and everything. I think it's because of Siri or seriously, I do not know how to pronounce it because Apple would not let us watch the video live, so I don't know how it's pronounced. I'm just assuming it's like Siri?
Oh, yeah.
Sarai?
I forgot I didn't know how to pronounce it because I've had the app on my old phone for a long time. It doesn't work very well, it's not integrated.
It's like when the Sci-Fi channel changed to Sci-Fi. Whatever.
Really?
That's awesome. But thank you for joining us for this episode. And this is the Clean Comedy Podcast, The Ramen Noodle. And again, if you're hearing us and wondering, who are these people? How did you get on my iPod? Well, we've taken over the internet.
And we're not actually on your iPod. Let's be clear. We exist in many iPods.
That's true. We are kind of pan-podcastiests.
Whoa.
That is that...
I don't even know.
We believe in our podcasted presence in a pandemic sort of way.
Oh, you won't get that. Some of you will.
If you're wondering, like, how did we get on your iPod? Well, it's because you were previously subscribed to the Christian Comedy Podcast, and now you're subscribed to us. So we hope that you'll stick around and enjoy our content. Speaking of content, we do have some stuff to share from you.
Enjoy us.
Yeah.
Is what that means.
Yeah. Enjoy us. A comment may be terrible, but we're pretty good.
That's right. Laugh with us. Laugh at us. Just laugh.
Yes. Maybe that should be the...
And laugh.
We should
and
rename laugh. The podcast to like just laugh.tv or something. That could be like a whole comedy... Oh, it's probably taken. Someone's going to take that idea, make millions of money off of it. Please give us 10%.
and that applies in general, too.
Yes, for everything. Speaking of giving 10%. Funny stuff that's happened within the last week. Now, my story from this last week is a little bit long.
Oh, good, because mine's a little bit short.
Well, why don't we start with you?
Oh, then. Fine.
So you're talking about a vertically challenged person?
No.
Your niece?
I'm actually not.
Okay. You said it's a little short.
I know the story.
Johnny Five?
Can I extrapolate this to mean that you will be speaking about a giant?
I might be. It's an ugly giant.
Okay. So, I opened the trunk of my car the other day.
And it's there was a dead guy in it.
It's a hatchback, which is sort of relevant.
There was a hatchet man in it.
No, these things aren't true that you are saying. Although, I'll get to that in a minute. I'm gonna have a two-part.
He was only mostly dead.
when I go into the second part of my update, you'll know why. From that moment, you just reminded me of something, which hopefully is a finished story and not something that has not yet come to pass. I'm so distracted now. Okay, so I open the hatch/trunk. Now, I'm hoping that this happened. I can't actually remember. I'm hoping this happened when I put my gym bag in. If it happened when I took it out, that's actually a lot worse because, well, you'll know in a minute. I open for whichever of these things I was doing, and I realize one of my suitcases is in my car.
Planning a trip to go somewhere?
No. And I did not remember for anything putting it in the car. Well,
this is getting creepy.
Now, I'm making it sound slightly more mysterious than it is because I had loaned it to our friend Dan take a trip.
Hold on. Now, Dan took a kind of mysterious trip. Were there dollar bills inside?
I actually haven't opened it. It's in my trunk right now.
Open it up. You might be a billionaire. Just ignore the dead guy that's still in there.
Oh, gosh. It's a small suitcase. I don't want to think about that.
So maybe it's only a couple bucks.
He needed a carry-on size. And so I loaned it to him, and he told me that he had it and was ready to give it back. But I did not remember getting it from him. And so I was trying to figure out, where did this stupid thing come from? How is it in my trunk already? Excuse me. And I say, I hope it was when I was putting my gym bag in, because if it was when I was taking my gym bag out, that means I had already opened the trunk and put the bag in there and not noticed the suitcase. But
or the dead guy.
Right. As I finally remembered, after I thought about it a little bit, there was a moment where he and I had driven somewhere in separate cars, and before I got out of my car, he got out of his, and he opened the back of my car, and I was surprised, and that's why it matters that it's a hatchback, because I could tell he opened the back of my car, and I was like, wow, that's a new one. Never thought about anybody doing that. I should lock my doors until I'm ready to get out of the car. I assume that he put the suitcase in at that moment, and I thought he was just being goofy, opening the hatch for no reason. But he didn't tell me that he put the suitcase in there, or didn't hear him or something.
So how'd the dead guy get in?
I can't talk about that. But it wasn't Dan's fault. Oh. Okay, now my next part, because I forgot about this, and the dead guy reminded me.
Dead men tell no tales. So what did he do? He's got his finger just barely reaching out and said, don't forget. And that reminded you.
That's exactly what happened.
Whoa.
No, actually it was you. I got you and the dead guy confused.
Common common problem.
Happens. I get that a lot. Where I work, next to it is a large, large store. It has a very large parking lot. And we park over there. I may have mentioned this before. But there is a car parked a little ways away from where we park that is always there. Always, always, same spot. And at least the passenger side window is rolled down or broken. I don't know which. I haven't been close enough to find out. And I mentioned it to someone the other day. It may or may not move ever. I have never observed it not there. I suppose it could not be there sometimes. But the thing is, whoever I was telling this to said, don't open the trunk. So that's probably good advice, except now I have this overwhelming urge to go open the trunk. I've been, actually been afraid to approach this vehicle and even look in the open window because...
It's going to be like a Pandora's box. You want to open it so badly, but if you do, it will wreak havoc on the entire world.
I hope not.
So don't open the trunk.
I think I'm just going to blow it up.
That might not be a good idea.
I have a perfectly good reason to tell the police. I didn't want havoc all over the earth because someone would open this car, so I blew it up and saved the world. Arrest me if you want to, but I'm a hero.
You just don't know it. If you had a time machine or a parallel universe, you could see I am a hero.
Huh. I wish I had both those things. Actually, I don't want the universe. I don't want that kind of responsibility.
You're satisfied with just ruling a small town and an ice cream shop at a park?
That a coffee Dr. shop Blaggard. That has gelato, and yeah, I'm ooh, happy.
Gelato. With this gelato, I thee conquer.
I'm sorry.
Speaking
that's
of
creepy.
Cars blowing up. Oh, by the way, are you done?
Oh, I'm done.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, are you?
I just thought I'd give you the chance.
Thank you. Excuse me. I've also had a bit of congestion in case you hear interesting things from me. I'll try to make my coughs as funny as possible.
It is not Gollum in our podcast. Maybe it is. So speaking of blowing up cars.
Lost Precious?
I took my... Don't call me that. I took my wife's car with me to a social networking event that I went to this last weekend.
She could do it.
And there are certain things about my wife's car that I'm not used to. But the whole reason I took it is because I wanted to save money. Her car gets better gas mileage than my car. Also, I got my dad's help to replace the brakes in my wife's car because it really needed the brakes replaced. They were squealing really bad. Whereas my car's brakes still desperately need it.
So they still squeal.
Yes, and still sound really bad. And like they could go out at any moment or something. But I wanted to take my wife's car because it would save money.
Okay.
So we go up. I go up to this event and I go into a parking garage and I turn my headlights on and I think I'm being a good driver. I was really thinking this as I drove into the parking garage. I was thinking I'm being a good driver and turning on my headlights when I enter this dark parking garage. Now, I forgot that her car has running lights anyway.
Oh.
So I didn't really need to turn on the headlights. So I go into this social media event then, come out and try to start the car. And I realize I left the lights on.
Nice.
I'm spoiled by my car. If I leave my keys in the ignition or if I leave the headlights on, my car warns me with a little a warning beep sound.
I know what you mean about being spoiled. My car sings to me and gives me gifts and stuff. I just...
Like suitcases full of money in the trunk.
Yes, and it harms my enemies and keeps them in the trunk.
Or maybe that was a white elephant gift.
Which I'm actually not so comfortable with. I've been meaning to talk to my car about the killing.
Right away, Michael. Da-da-da. Da-da-dun, 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 da-da-dun. Anyway.
I don't know what that was.
Oh, that's the Knight Rider theme song.
I was guessing by context as I said that.
It's like the only good thing that the new Knight Rider carried over from the old one. Anyway. So I tried to start my car. It's dead. I realize, stink. I left the headlights on.
I realize, stink.
I realized I stink. But there was a bigger issue. I couldn't drive. Anyway. I've done this before, and I did it in our church parking lot once, and thankfully there were people at church that knew what they were doing and were able to jump the car, and you know, they
jumped the car?
Yeah. And I then went back in, and there were still some people there, so I went to a group of the people, my friends, and I asked them, hey, do any of you have jumper cables and could help me jump my car? I left my headlights on. So they come out with me, a couple of them come out, and... the first guy pulls his car over and he pulls out the jumper cables And we look at his battery, and his battery terminals are so corroded that we can't tell which one is positive or negative.
Did you pour Coke on them?
We should have done that. But we didn't. And so we connect his battery terminals, and we try to start my car. It doesn't work. And there's another guy with us that's saying, it goes, this wire goes there, and that wire goes there. I'm pretty sure that's the way it goes. But at the same time, he's looking it up on his phone, trying to figure it out.
Very nice.
And then, that guy's car couldn't jump my car. So then we get the second guy's car. He brings it.
Why could it not?
We couldn't figure something out with the cables or the battery. It was kind of weird. So then the second guy's car also couldn't jump the car. Turns out, somewhere along the way, we connected it wrong and we fried this part in the battery. It's like the solenoid life support system or something like that.
Nice.
And so no matter what we would do
in the battery or in the car,
it's attached to the starter and all this stuff. It's an electric thing. So the car won't start no matter what we do. And I call my insurance place and they send out roadside assistance. They can't get it to start. They put in gas. They can't get it to start.
Yikes.
So I realized I have to be towed home. And remember, I took my wife's car to save money. And roadside assistance will only cover towing for a certain distance. And I was like beyond that distance by so many miles. So it was a certain amount per mile. Ended up being $42.
You should have just had them tow you to the outer edge of the distance and then left it for a day and then called them again.
I thought about that. It's only like a difference of a few miles. Maybe I could have them tow me to like a certain body shop, and then when I get there, say, yeah, my car broke down again. I need to be towed again.
Well, I didn't say lie.
True.
Yes, I live at Kroger. What?
They give great samples there. It's about my dinner time anyway. Except there's this mean guy in there. That's a few
finger
episodes
problems.
So what we end up doing is this family of people that were sent by roadside assistance had to pull my car out of the garage so that when the tow truck came, it could get my car because it was a low garage and they were concerned about the clearance in the garage. So we're towed outside. And here's the problem that I'm facing. Well, I'm already really mad at myself because I'm thinking, I brought this car so I could save money on gas and not die because of brake problems or anything like that. And here, something's wrong. I'm going to have to be towed. It's going to cost extra to be towed. All of this stuff, far more extra than I was saving with gas money. And I'm trying to figure this stuff out, what to do. And on top of this, my phone was dying. I have a smartphone, but I had been using it a lot during the day because I was at a social media event. So I was using it a lot and my phone battery was just running really low. And when I left home that day, I had a thought, maybe I should bring my phone charger. I didn't, but I did have my computer and I had a USB cable that could connect my computer to my phone. But I wasn't sure if I could charge my phone off of the computer's battery. So what I did is I found this bank that was right in front of the parking lot, had an electrical outlet on the outside. So I took my computer over. I plug into the electrical outlet outside of this bank. I plug my computer in, open it up, turn it on. I plug my phone then into the computer to try and charge my phone. And I'm just thinking, what if security people are watching this? It's going to look like I'm trying to hack into the bank.
If you start telling me that it brought up a terminal on the bank's network, I'm going to call that this is a dream and the story's done.
So the guy finally gets there and it was late. The event ended at 5 o'clock it ended at 6 o'clock. It was 8:30 by the time this guy got there. And already I'm upset at this and frustrated by everything. And this guy gets there and I had this issue of charging my phone. Well, it's on the side of this tow truck. It says, to be the man, you got to beat the man.
Whoa.
That's my first impression of this tow truck.
Suddenly I picture you in a crowded room. Someone shouts at someone else above the noise of the crowd, you the man! And then you come lunging through the crowd with a big stick, beating this person, saying, I want to be the man!
You be the man to mash the feta cheese.
So that is what pops into my mind, which is apparently a scary place.
So that's what was written on the side of the truck.
That's really weird. Why would it say that? Is that not weird?
Some little independent tow truck place or something. And by the way, the roadside assistance people, when they ask me who is being sent to tow the car, I told them the name of the company because I'd already received that. And they said, oh, you're going to be waiting a while.
Oh, why?
So this guy comes, he hooks my car up. I get in the car. He's got all this junk around on the inside of the car. And so I have to push this stuff aside. He's like, don't worry, nothing's breakable in that. You can just sit on it. Okay.
Wow.
But I still push it to the side anyway. And then I start pulling the seatbelt down. And he's like, oh, good luck finding the seatbelt.
Oh, that's got to be legal.
So there's no buckle for the seatbelt. The seatbelt itself was there, but there's no buckle. So I could maybe like just pull it down and hold it really tightly.
Oh, my customer service nerves are on fire.
And he... something must have else been wrong with his car because he had the heater on full blast and the windows rolled down. Oh. And usually that's a sign of the car isn't cooling itself. And right. So you have to turn the heater on so it releases the heat off the engine. So it's a kind of uncomfortable trip as he's got heater on full blast, windows rolled down, like all of the smog from the highway in there. And, but then also... I look over at his speedometer, and his speedometer is doing this, like, this divots, or what's that called?
Twitching back and forth?
It's twitching.
Like your hand is right now?
It's not staying in the same place. It's just going doo-doo-doo.
Great.
Like, from 0 to 60 to 30 to... It's all over the place as the speedometer is just twitching
all
around.
How long before he's giving some of his competitors service?
I don't know, but to be the man, you got to beat the man.
And I don't even know what that means. I think he stole that slogan from somebody else, and it actually made sense in that context, and he just slapped it on the truck.
Could be. Maybe his truck doubles as like a wrestler's tow truck or something.
Okay, I won't ask you to name the company, or should I say the one-man sad operation. But did the slogan make sense at all with the name?
It sounds like it's like the little guy trying to be the big guy by beating the big guy.
Oh, kind of thing. It's hard to beat the big guy when you don't take care of yourself. Let's say that. But I digress into serious issues.
As we're driving, this guy... Well, okay, I'm upset because I'm
upset just listening to this.
I'm realizing... how much this is going to cost, that we're probably going to have to get repairs done on my wife's car. And we had just replaced the engine on my wife's car recently, too.
That's right.
After paying all of that money, now I'm thinking I'm going to have to pay more money to get this fixed and all of this. And I was trying to save money in the first place. But this guy is thrilled to be towing my car. Because he's telling me, and this was... just embarrassing. He's telling me as we get in the car, he's like, my girlfriend's going to be so happy because today's been a really good day. She loves it when I get these really long trips because I get paid really well on these long tow trips.
Oh my just like, goodness.
Are you seriously saying this to me? It's like, you're telling me how proud you are to be taking advantage of me and the fact that I'm paying you extra today.
Maybe he thought that it was all coming from insurance?
No, because he knew I was going to pay an overage, when he got there, he said, I ran the map and you're going to be this many miles over your limit. And so it's going to cost this much.
And okay.
So he's thrilled, though, about it. And he says it several times. He's just like, yeah, I texted my girlfriend and she's so happy that I've got another long run. And I love it when I get these long runs because I really bring home the money. I'm just thinking, you're taking my money home.
Man, I guess most people don't get towed enough to have brand loyalty. That's got to be the only reason. Oh, I feel like going and taking a shower, just imagining this truck.
Oh, yeah, it was weird.
That's really weird.
Mm-hmm. I was a little concerned about it, too. And he was also telling me stories because we were going up this hill. We were going up this hill and driving under the speed limit. But how can he tell? His speedometer is all over the place. And this car passes on the right side. We're on the left. The car passes on the right. So it honks at us because we're in the lane that's supposed to, high speed or whatever, full speed. We're not even going full speed. So this truck honks at us and he's like, why are you honking at me, dude? And then he tells me this story of when he was towing another car and got on some bridge or something and almost ran a car off the road. Like he started moving into a lane and the passenger that was with him, whose car was being towed, was like, dude, stop. There's a car there. And I'm just, this whole trip, I'm thinking, why did I get you? Why?
I mean, who tells stories like that about themselves? Did he seem to be self-aware?
He might have been self-aware, but not others aware. Like the fact that he's taken my money and he's so proud of that.
He's driving with a passenger and saying about how bad a driver he is and his passengers have to correct him. Yeah. He's like, I am a broke, messy, lazy, perhaps menace to the entire... Wow. I think I was just going over the top a little bit. Menace to the entire world, perhaps not.
And but... you're a tow truck driver. Oh, wait. I think I got that in reverse.
Oh, dear.
So now my wife's car...
Sorry. I hope he never hears this. I guess.
My wife's car is back in the driveway, dead where it's been before for a long time. And we're just going to wait until we have enough money to repair it. And so we're back down to one car.
But at least you work from home now.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's...
She's not stuck here all day.
That's true. Yeah. So she can take my car now. And hopefully it doesn't break down too.
Yeah. Yay, cars. Let's just abandon them and ride horses. Do they allow horses on the interstate?
Only if they go 55 miles per hour.
Oh, I've got good horses that'll do that. I don't know why I just said that. I can imagine the traffic reports. There's a delay on 7175 North because a horse just couldn't wait. It's got some motorists freaked out and they're all stopping and going around. I don't know. That's really dumb.
Traffic really stinks today. There is horse poop on the highway. Oh, I repeat,
you said it.
Horse
and
poop
you repeated it.
On the highway.
Oh my.
I love poo.
Thank you, John Steinglauber. So that's what happened with me recently.
I'm so sorry.
Let me go ahead and share one other thing here. You have an iPhone. I have an Android phone, but we're still friends.
It's true.
On Android, you can install different keyboards. Instead of just using the default keyboard, you can do all of these different kinds. So there's this keyboard called SwiftKey X, and it will look at your tweets, your Facebook statuses, your email, and your Facebook information, send that to the government, and then from the government, it gets back an analysis of how you type. Maybe part of that step is a little exaggerated.
Fascinating.
But it will then predict what you're going to say next. And it does this based on sentence structure that you normally use in your tweets and messages and all of the stuff.
That could be bad if you're trying to get over a temper problem or something. Somebody sends you an email, you're trying to reply, and you want to say, I would like to respectfully disagree.
I would like to shut your face up.
Yes. You get as far as I, and it says, think you're a complete moron. No.
Back.
Would like to punch you in the mouth. No. Respectfully disagree with your moronic. No. Stop.
Well, I decided to put this keyboard to the test by seeing if it was truly mind reading. It claims to be mind reading.
Oh, really?
So I decided to see if it could figure out what I was thinking. So I pulled out my Android smartphone. I started a note, and I started with the word I, just the letter I, and I wanted to see what it would come up with. So this, no kidding, is what it completed. So I just kept tapping the word it suggested next, and here's the sentence it produced.
Uh-oh.
I am a beautiful person who is a great way to get the best of the most popular, and we will be able to squeeze in a few days. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Oh, man.
I was just thinking about how beautiful I was. And
sounds like a high school love note written a few days before the start of school.
Wow. I am a beautiful person, and I think you should date me.
What was the middle part?
Who is a great way to get the best of the most popular.
See, people will like you if you date me.
I can get you the best of the most popular. Because I'm a beautiful person. And by the way, we'll be able to squeeze in a few days. I don't know if it means like we'll be able to squeeze in. You know, like we can squeeze this in a few days, or does it mean we'll be able to squeeze like
that? It definitely sounds like squeezing is the main event. Oh, I wasn't thinking of choking.
And that is the Swift Key X keyboard.
Wow, it's better than Google Voice.
Because it's actually a sentence based on stuff I've apparently said. I don't know.
Wow, that might be getting to be a little bit too much TMI, as you might say.
Oh, I have never said I am a beautiful person on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google.
Yes, but when writing to your messages. Wife, I'll bet you've used the words beautiful and squeeze.
Yeah, but not saying I'm, I am. it's scary.
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway. So that's my stuff that's happened within the last week.
Hey, do it again.
You want me to?
Yes.
Right now? Okay. We'll
get it out and see what it says you're thinking right now.
Okay. Let's pull this out on my Android phone. And I'll put it in a text message so it will be limited to how long it can be. And what should be the first word?
My.
Uh-oh. Okay. My name is the best of the most popular. What? And we will be able to squeeze in a few days.
Are you serious?
Serious. What? What in the world? What is with the best of the most popular and we will be able to squeeze in a few days? I do not write that.
I don't believe you anymore. Did you perhaps?
That I am showing the phone to Jeremy.
But I don't believe that you don't say that. Did you perhaps send some text messages in your sleep? Because this sounds like something that you or Jenny would say in your sleep. And I know that because of stories you tell, obviously.
I don't know why this is happening to me.
You've been sleep texting.
Okay, let's come up with, start with a different word and see what it says. Pick another word. By the way, let's put this to the chat room. Chat room, we normally do this live every Monday night at 7 p.m.
This Eastern week we're time. Doing it dead.
Yeah, on a different day too. So chat room, give me a word that will be the first word in this to see where this goes. Just one word.
Spew.
Is that from the chat room?
No.
I told the chat room. You got your chance. Moms.
Moms.
That is what Jesse suggested.
Is that apostrophe S or plural mothers?
Well, they didn't put the apostrophe, so. Okay. Moms. Oh, boy. Oh, no.
Uh-oh, what?
We broke it.
We broke it?
Yeah.
You broke it. I'm not doing anything with it.
Here's what it says. Moms, and the other hand, 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 and the other hand. I think we broke it.
How many hands you got? Aw.
They just keep popping out. popping out.
Wow.
Yeah, your mom has many hands. That came from the chat room from Lestrand. Dead Lestrand?
Dead Lestrand. Dead bird.
Okay, let's continue on with which one should we do? Let's do this.
Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
This is where we share the stuff that you have shared with us. Funny stuff, funny jokes, feedback, whatever. And we got a voicemail in from Scott.
Hey, guys. This is Scott / Stud, also known as Stud Muffin. And by...
you're Scott, we don't know you as Stud Muffin.
I'm Jeremy, also known as
Jeremy Muffin.
Really, really attractive guy.
So known as, I really mean sort of sometimes known as, when I'm lucky anyway. I'm just calling in to share a story. It's about me, just like every good story is. By the way, I don't have ego issues, and I know what you're thinking, coming from a guy who calls himself Stud Muffin. So I was at work one day.
No, I'm not thinking you have ego issues.
Oh, ow.
Where we get free drinks. I said to myself, Stud, you could use a drink. So I get myself a free fountain drink after getting myself a cup to put the drink in, of course. And last came the lid, which is a central plot point to this story, which is about me. Because I decided to mark my territory on that lid by writing.
I don't think you need to mark your territory on a lid.
Stop. The lid doesn't have enough room.
But he did say by writing.
Initials on it. SM. See, everyone knows SM stands for Stud Muffin, and not just everyone's going to drink a cup which has SM on it.
I thought it meant social media.
So I guess one of my coworkers thought it was an awesome idea to take off my lid, put on a new lid, and write on it herself. So I don't notice this for like half an hour, but when I come back, I see that my lid does not have SM on it, and it looks like it has
herself.
SP. So there I am, standing there, trying to figure out what in the world SP could stand for, which apparently it was some kind of inside joke that I had forgotten about where she called me Scott Miss Prime. Anyway, the moral of the story is...
I love that he's got a moral to this story. The moral of the story is, don't mark your territory at the office. No.
What I finally settled on was that SP stood for Stud Puffin. And I kind of really like the sound of that. I was wondering what you guys thought. I might go by Stud Puffin these days. But I'm open to constructive criticism. I know that your opinion is... it means a lot.
Thank you,
Jeremy. Aww. All right, thanks, guys. Bye.
So apparently, Mr. Stud Puffin,
that was opinion awesome.
Doesn't matter. Jeremy, what do you think?
Well,
since
I must
your
admit,
opinion matters.
I'm suddenly, all I can think of are birds, puffins, to be precise. The other thing is that Stud Puffin might sound a little swollen and or bloated, puffy. Mm. That's my professional opinion, being a professional in the perceptions of others.
Or not a professional really. In puffins?
In puffin?
You're a puffin professional.
Ooh, I just got another connotation from puffin that you might not want. You may have to contact me privately for elaboration if you can't guess.
Yeah.
You can give an opinion too, even though you weren't specifically asked as I was.
Apparently mine doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, what?
But you know what? Your opinion matters, our listeners. Not to Scott, but to us, your opinion matters. If you'd like to share some funny stuff with us, then please send your feedback to feedback@noodle.mx, and you can attach an audio file to that, just like Stud Puffin did. And just keep your voicemail to shorter than 3 minutes. Or you can call our listener feedback line at 859-353-4332. And you can leave a comment in the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/85. But it's best if you just email something to us or call it in. Or if you want to comment on this episode or anything you heard on this episode, that's where you go to the podcast show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/85.
You go to the podcast show notes.
And now it's time for Noodles in the News, the section where we talk about stupid things that happen in the news, or just stuff that we see that we feel is newsworthy. That's Noodles in the News. This video comes from device.com. And I saw this a couple weeks ago, and I've been meaning to watch it, and I finally got around to watching it. So yes, this
tonight
is
during the podcast.
This is a little bit old.
Oh.
But it's definitely worth it.
Your mouth's a little bit old.
People are most likely familiar with IKEA, the gigantic furniture store that has like everything.
Yes.
Have you ever walked through IKEA?
I have not. I have seen others in mainly one parody video.
Have you ever gone shopping with a woman? Any woman?
I can say yes to that question.
Even your niece?
She
takes
not
a long
a woman
time
yet,
to shop,
but,
doesn't
you know,
she?
No, I think she pretty much knows what she wants, which is everything she sees.
That's mine. It's mine. It's mine. I want that. Well, here is something that IKEA introduced for men, because men tend to be, well, how can we put this? Dragged along on shopping trips, and sometimes they can get really bored. So IKEA, as smart and as intelligent as they are, they came up with this great idea that they call Manland in IKEA.
Manland.
Well, shopping can be one of the most testing things that a couple can do. But IKEA has come up with a nifty idea to stop some of those arguments in their tracks. Welcome to Manland. It's basically a crate for husbands and boyfriends with short retail attention spans. A place to hang out while their wives and girlfriends roam the aisles of IKEA. And while some men may pretend to enjoy the shopping experience, we all know they prefer to be playing an Xbox or watching the footy and pushing a trolley anyway.
They're playing video games and pinball.
Nah, I hate it.
So you'd much rather be here. Yeah.
So do you think that this is a really
this is an
good
old
idea
guy she's interviewing?
Sick of trudging around the shops.
Oh, great! I got to stop at a hot dog. They should have it everywhere.
that there's a 30-minute time limit and that the wives are given a buzzer before they go shopping.
Okay, hold on.
Wait a minute.
30 minutes?
In IKEA.
My wife and I can't jog through the store in 30 minutes. It takes like hours just to run through IKEA. Walking through and shopping is like a whole day experience, but they're apparently given 30 minutes.
Is that so they have to remember to come back and actually pick up their husbands?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my.
At IKEA, we have something called Small Lab, which is a creche for children, and we give the parents a buzzer. So we've done the same thing at Manland. So after 30 minutes, the buzzer goes off, reminds you that you have to come pick up your man, or else, you know, we may have to call the authorities to get him taken away.
So he's a buzzer. We can buzz it for you whenever he's ready to come out and see you again.
Thank you.
Enjoy yourself.
See you later.
It just shows here a video of this lady hands a woman a buzzer, and it's a young couple. And the husband almost seems like he's a little kid. He's so eager to just go and play with his friends. And he's holding his hands in a very eager way. And he's just like, yay!
This is sad.
See you later.
They're playing video games.
Who do you actually think benefits more from Manland? Is it the wives who no longer have to drag their whinging husbands around? Or is it the guys that kind of finally get some reprieve from being dragged around the shop?
There's really a look of relief when the women check their men into Manland, just, you know, knowing that they're not going to have a whinging guy hanging around with them while they're shopping.
That is Manland.
Wow.
From IKEA.
That's weird. Most men I've heard talk about IKEA liked being there as much as their wives or girlfriends did.
But I think that's a great idea. Manland.
Are they allowed to go to the restroom themselves if they need to while they're there? Or do they have to wait? Do their wives have to be buzzed early to come get them?
Or they have to wait until everybody can go in a group.
Right. And I have one final thought on that. Every IKEA Manland should probably have a hostess with an Australian accent. Just saying.
Oh, yeah, that would be cool. I mean, British, Australian accent, doesn't matter. Something, you know, that sounds like that.
Awesome.
Yeah. That was an Australian IKEA. And
no doubt.
Yeah, and that was something they did just special for Father's Day.
Aw. Yeah. Oh, so it's not permanent.
No, it should be, though. That would just be totally awesome.
Who goes to IKEA on Father's Day? First of all, those men were probably not all fathers. But second, if it's Father's Day and the man is a father, why are they going to IKEA if he doesn't want to be there? That's just sad and mean.
He's going because there's Manland.
I'm going to do a different report, and it's going to be the dark side of Manland. What really is going on? Dateline style.
I could see that. The dramatic music, the dark black and white video.
By the time I add the commercials and lots of repetition, it'll be an hour long.
Yeah, right. We'll have that video that you can watch in the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/85. You've got to watch it because it's just funny. You can see these guys just going to town with a little foosball table and whatever they call it.
And there
were
chairs all over the wall. And honestly, I want to see people sit in those chairs high up on the wall.
And some of these things, they're using weird Australian language to refer to things. Like the trolley is a video game table.
Yeah, I don't always speak Australian.
Yeah. So you got to see to believe. But check it out. That will be in the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/85. And let's see, we've got time for one more thing here that I found. This is a little girl gets to go to Disneyland, and she's given this present, and her parents, like all good parents, record a video of her and put this on YouTube.
Hey, Lily. What? Do you want to open a birthday present early?
Yeah.
You do? Okay, go sit on the couch. Is your birthday coming? Okay. So just open that backpack.
She's got this gigantic pink backpack with Disney princesses.
It's as big as she is.
No, no, just open it. Just look what's in there.
Oh my goodness.
Well, what's in there?
She's so cute.
Pull the stuff out.
I got a movie. How'd you know I won this, Mom?
Yeah. What else?
I got another movie. How'd you know I won this?
I didn't.
How? How?
Whoa. It's a coloring book.
Pajamas. What kind are those?
Wow, she's already got down the fake I'm excited about clothes reaction.
Ooh, there's a monster. I mean, Minnie Mouse. Minnie Mouse.
It's really easy to confuse the two. There's a monster. I mean, Minnie Mouse.
That's awesome.
It's like Play-Doh or something.
Another Do you remember?
T-shirt.
Show me.
It has a bunch of Disney characters on the front of it.
What's it say?
I love Disneyland.
What else is in there? Snacks?
More snacks?
Snacks.
Thank you, Mom, for annotating the video.
Where do you think we should take all this stuff?
Leave it here.
Where do you want to go with it? If you could go anywhere, where would you want to go? Why don't we go?
Okay, let's go.
Now. Today.
Okay.
I'm being serious.
We going?
We're leaving today to go to Disneyland.
Are you joking?
No, I'm not joking.
Are we done?
Yes, we're going. Are you excited? It's for your birthday. Happy birthday.
It's my birthday today.
No, in a week. Oh, we're going. I'm crying too. You excited?
Faces,
we're going when Daddy gets home from work. When Daddy gets home from work, do a happy dance. Yeah, I love you.
I love you too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Wow.
So you can find that video, and you gotta watch it because her little expressions are really cute.
That was hilarious.
Yeah.
It's a monster. I mean, Minnie Mouse. I actually do confuse the two.
It's very easy to confuse.
I confuse you with monsters as well.
I confuse you with Minnie Mouse.
Oh, gosh. Really kind of set myself up. That was brilliant.
You did.
Okay.
But speaking of setting yourself up, we would like to have a theme show pretty soon. And what we're going to do is I have a couple stories I want to share about some things that I've seen while driving on the internet. I mean, while traveling. And so we want to hear from you funny things that have happened while you've been traveling, either funny stuff you see along the road or things that you hear about or have happened to you while you're traveling. Please send us those stories, and we'll have a theme episode coming up pretty soon in probably November. We might do this in November, like early November, especially like as it's getting toward the holidays and time when people like to travel. So this would be good so you could listen to it while you're traveling. That'd be like so meta. So send us your funny stories, maybe about going to Disneyland and crying because you're so happy when you see Minnie Mouse. By the way, as a kid, there were two things in the world that I absolutely hated.
Stickers and gumdrops?
No. I hated getting my picture taken. I would cry if someone wanted to take a picture of me.
I cried when people wanted to take a picture of you, too.
And I absolutely hated and was afraid of, like deathly afraid of the walking Minnie Mouse, and because it's a monster, or like Goofy or Donald Duck, any of those characters walking around Disneyland, I was totally afraid of them. And so you know what my loving parents would want me to do?
What?
They would want to take a picture of me with these monsters. I mean, Minnie Mouse, Donald Duck, and all of these things. And so there are pictures of me. I'm not sure if I have any in my house. I might open up a shoebox and see if there's a picture of it there. But there are pictures of me crying as I'm next to one of these nice Donald Duck things. I can remember my dad even one time saying, "Someday you're going to be an adult and you're going to regret not smiling in these pictures."
Do you regret it?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I have this.
They're funnier the way they are.
Yeah. Like the combination of my two greatest fears back then. Good thing they weren't shot in the dark. That would be even worse, because I was also afraid of the dark back then and the heights. But I digress. So send us your funny stuff, funny stories just in general, or your funny travel stories or on the road stories or anything like that. Send that to feedback@noodle.mx, and you can send that written or send us an audio file. Maybe you've got some way to record that. Send that to us. Any format is fine. Just keep it fewer than 3 minutes, or call in to our listener feedback line at 859-353-4332, or leave a comment on the show notes if you want to comment on this content by going to cleancomedypodcast.com/85. And then the last thing I want to do before we go today is review a review, or ramen reviews, or I haven't decided yet what to call this. People who have left us reviews in iTunes. This is secretly just my way of trying to get more iTunes reviews. Whoops, did I say that out loud?
Yep.
But someone did leave a review, and we're going to review their review. So if you go to cleancomedypodcast.com, you see the giant subscribe with iTunes button. Click that and it takes you to iTunes, and we'll eventually launch the program and leave a review for us in iTunes so that we can then review your review, and your review will help the podcast as well. But here's a review that was left a little while ago. It's a nice 5-star review. This Yay. Was left on September 3rd. It says, "For you, 5 stars, Jesus loves you so much. Truly funny and clean, doing awesome. And I want to be on the show because I gave you a good review, LOL." So since Jesus loves us so much, let's see what else Jesus loves
Whoa.
So much by Whoa. Looking at what else this person has reviewed on iTunes. Apparently, Jesus loves little pirates.
Wow.
And barcodes.
Oh.
It says they've got other
Not
reviews
all podcasts,
here
apparently.
For they like little pirates. Oh, but they don't think barcodes work really well. So apparently we're not going to have barcodes in heaven because this barcode scanner didn't work very well.
Oh,
but it
I
got
see.
2 stars.
Okay.
Yeah. So Jesus loves us very much, and he loves little pirates. Jesus loves oh, the little pirates.
You should stop now.
All the pirates of the seas.
You should stop now.
Arr, and arr, and arr, and arr,
and you should have stopped way before this. Can we get Sergeant Packett in here? I'd rather hear
nah. him. What?
Yeah.
Yeah, so thank you for that review. And if you want to leave us a review, then we can review your review, and it's like totally meta. So go to cleancomedypodcast.com and click the subscribe with iTunes button, and that takes you to our iTunes listing where you can leave us a review. Right now, there are 2 of us in iTunes. So I'm going to try and see if that can get merged together, but do the one that's linked to from the website, and we would greatly appreciate it.
Greatly.
And we would appreciate you're putting on the wrong emphasis. We would appreciate your funny stuff, stories, feedback, whatever.
And any funny money that you have, but not funny money as in counterfeit. Just if you find any of your money humorous, send that.
Yes.
Also
preferably
deeds $100 to property.
Mm-hmm. A stock, appreciated stock. Stuff that we can really, you know, truly appreciate.
Car so awesome. It's funny. Send yes. it all.
Send us the best of the most popular.
Yeah.
Because you are beautiful. So speaking of beautiful, Jeremy, where can people follow you on the internet?
Oh, wow. So uncomfortable. Twitter is a good place. Twitter.com/Phlegon, Phlegon. I usually link to anything important from there.
Anything important. The best of the most popular is linked to from Jeremy.
Well, I am the best of the most popular. However, I link to things that are close.
Are you going
to
have an ego battle with Stud? You guys better go mark your territories.
Oh, gosh.
And you can find me on the internet at twitter.com/theramennoodle. And pretty soon, my wife's going to be in a podcast episode again with us, but you can follow her on twitter.com/jennysnook. She's going to join me for some travel stories because she's traveled a lot. We've had some funny stories together, and she's had some funny stories by herself. So we'll be hearing from her soon, some travel stories. So follow her, twitter.com.
Travel stories, travel stories, travel stories.
JennysNook. Jenny's Nook. And I said where you can follow me. Check out the show notes and get these videos that we mentioned over at cleancomedypodcast.com/85. And sign up for the email newsletter, and you can get some funny stuff here and there and things that we see that just don't translate well into an audio podcast or whatever. And then you can also be part of the community. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Oh,
bye-bye.
By the way, thank you. Thank you for nominating us for the podcast awards. The Ramen Noodle did not make it into the podcast awards. However, so
thanks for nothing.
Thanks for trying. Maybe next year.
Yeah.
The Audacity to Podcast and Christian Meets World, two other podcasts within the Noodle Mix Network, did make it into the nominations. So starting on October 12th through October 27th, please vote every day for those two podcasts as well as your other favorite podcasts over at podcastawards.com and help the other podcasters, help us, and save the cheerleader, save the world.
Help us help you.
Yes. And you, we promise to continue to try and bring you the best of the most popular.
Or and a monster. And to be that. Or a monster.
Or Minnie Mouse.
Or Minnie Driver.
Yeah. So, whatever. So, next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing because you're not the only one. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin.
Thanks for listening. Nobody can blame you. For listening. There's only one life worth living. And it's listening. They may try and shame you. Because you're listening. Because it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. Listening to us. The best of the most popular. The Ramen Noodle is a proud member with a dog barking in the background.
The theme song.
The Ramen Noodle is a proud member of the Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our podcasts over at noodle.mx. That's noodle.mx.